It's time now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for our Word of the Week. Presented by Muhlenberg Elementary Center in Reading, or is it Reading? Pediatrics. I guess it doesn't much matter, does it? It is Reading. It's also Reading, because Reading is the reading capital of the world. Yep. This week's word is not amateurlific. No. Not amateurlific. Prolific. The professional ranks of lificness. Prolific is the word of the week.
Yes, it's prolific. Call now. Operators are standing by.
That's right. Only the first 37 callers will. It means, what does it mean? All right, Mr. Wise Guy, Mr. I Know Everything, Mr. I Went to Albright and everything. What does it mean?
Productive.
Yeah, that's one thing. Producing a large number of something. To be prolific.
That's what we do. We produce a large number of something.
Something, and we don't want to talk about what most of it is. We all want to become prolific readers, prolific writers in the reading capital of the world.
Prolific spellers.
Prolific. Spell prolific.
P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C.
Yeah.
Prolific.
You're right. You advance to the next round. Prolific. Our word of the week. Prolific. And again, not to be confused with amateurlific. That's when you're not quite up to the... You're producing a lot. That's, you know, you're not... doing it for a living. That's not true, folks. Well, I made that up out of whole cloth. Prolific is your word of the week. So, use it in a sentence. Bandy it about. Amaze your friends by saying, after they've done something, a lot of something, say, you're quite prolific in that.
As we move toward Easter, you know, rabbits tend to be very prolific.
We won't get into that.